WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
We're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
Welcome to the Day After Raw post show right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, WildTalkRadio.com, presented as always by Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin, riding solo because this is being done at the Day After Raw because I was unable to make the show last night. So we're giving you a little something of a post-show with everything that went down on Monday Night Raw. I figured I at least owed you guys just a little bit of a post-show. We'll talk more about Monday Night Raw, myself and Lindsay Ward, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, as a part of the rack, which you can vote at WrestlingRadioAwards.com for Show of the Year, Female Interview of the Year, and Media Interview of the Year. You can vote once a day, midnight to midnight. WrestlingRadioAwards.com. The theme of Monday Night Raw was about the performance review of one Mick Foley, who once again has new hair, or not much hair, I guess is the better phrase, because he buzzed everything off, because whatever mop he was wearing last week was not so good. So they told him, hey, you might want to get rid of it. So he got rid of all his hair this time around. So Stephanie was going to give him a performance review. He did some good things, some bad things. And then Stephanie brought up the rumors of The Undertaker appearing. And the last time she saw The Undertaker, she was on Shane McMahon's SmackDown Live. So Foley's like, hey, he'll be here, trust me. I know, I've been to wars with him. He'll be here, trust me. And as all that was happening, you had Seth Rollins come in, and he wanted to go face-to-face. He was telling them face-to-face that he was entering the Rumble. Braun Strowman wanted Goldberg and Roman, or else. Foley said Goldberg wasn't even in the building. Rollins said he could help Strowman. They started brawling backstage. Officials tried to break them up. Roman had a match. It was for the United States Championship in a handicap match, so Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho came out to fight him. That really didn't get started as Braun Strowman came to the ring, and they brawled. Was a 3-on-1 beatdown on Roman Reigns. Seth Rollins made the save. Stephanie said the U.S. title match would be later in the show because after the beating he should not be competing just yet. So she gave him time to recover, but she made Seth Rollins versus Braun Strowman, which for a Braun Strowman match was pretty decent. Seth Rollins is really, really good if you didn't know, and he took a beating very well. The match ended in double countout. We had Bayley and Sasha Banks backstage. They were talking about Bayley's match at the Rumble, then Sasha said, well, if you win, then maybe me and you fight. That could be cool. The Bayley-Banks connection. Hug life, yo. Charlotte came in and says, you know, Sasha can't help her in any way because she keeps beating her on pay-per-view. And no one beats her on pay-per-view. Bayley said, you know, she will. Nia Jax got involved. They beat down Bayley and Sasha. Nia took out Sasha's bare leg. Charlotte threw Bayley around. And then Charlotte got backed up into the boxes by Nia Jax, who is sending a message that she may be coming for the belt at some point down the line. Drew Gulak took on Jack Gallagher. It was your typical Jack Gallagher match. Jack Gallagher won. No surprise there. And he sort of challenged, Daivari to a parlay, I believe it was, so they can negotiate an agreement and all that fun stuff. So we'll see what happens on 205 Live. Everything they're doing with Jack Gallagher has been fun. The duel was great, so I'm curious to see what the parlay is all about. Mick Foley was still looking for The Undertaker. Stephanie told him he had an hour to find The Undertaker. It's like, you can't tweet The Undertaker. Saw something, and we'll talk about it Thursday. Because I think I favored it for a tweet. It's like, I know I can't contact you on the Twitter, but if you have a secret Twitter account, Undertaker, please show up. Something to that effect from Mick Foley. It was hilarious. Then one of my all-time favorites, Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, showed up. He came down. He told us he missed coming down into the ring on a regular basis, entertaining the people. Talked about this being the Royal Rumble season, as we head into WrestleMania and the Rumbles in San Antonio, Texas. He put over the big names in the Rumble this year. Fans were chanting one more match, and like, he kept talking to like one particular fan in the crowd, or a different one every time. Don't try to mess me up with those chants. And then the whole crowd goes, one more match, which is great. And he goes, don't you try to pressure me. And kids, this is going to be, I'm going to teach you how to stand up to peer pressure. He just ignored them. I thought it was great. And then Shawn Michaels went into shameless shill mode, promoting his movie, The Resurrection of Kevin Stone, which comes out on January 20th in theaters. And he kept plugging in and plugging in and plugging in. Out came Lana, Rusev, and Jinder Mahal. Rusev wanted Lana to be in the movie. He said, you can use CGI and get him in the Star Wars, get her in the Star Wars, like they did in Star Wars, to get her into the film. He called himself the Bulgarian George Clooney. And his wife is more beautiful than Emma Stone. Shawn was like, I don't know if, you know, once the movie's done, I don't think you can just throw people in there with the CGI. It's not how it works. Shawn was great. I know a lot of people probably didn't like the segment. I loved it because I was laughing the entire time because Shawn Michaels and Rusev's now become one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. All right, not of all time, currently. But Rusev's wit is tremendous. So he has a great sense of timing. So when you let him be himself, it was great. It's great. So Enzo and Cass came down. They told some jokes about what movies Rusev and Lana should be in. We had a joke about Pianist that Shawn really couldn't let go. There was also Rusev made a line how Lana should have won a Golden Globe and then twirled her. And, you know, he had a dirty mind. Golden Globes. Get it? That was great. So boiled down to Big Cass versus Jinder Mahal. Shawn hit Rusev with sweet chin music on the outside, and Big Cass, who really needs a better finish, the Empire elbow. The twisting slam was just not at all good. It was out of place. And he picked the win after the Empire elbow. Neville beat Lince Dorado in 3 minutes with his new submission, like the Rings of Saturn, they called it. Impressive. Neville continues to be the best thing in the Cruiserweight division by far. Sheamus beat Luke Gallows. You had Anderson and Cesaro on commentary. A lot of distractions. And Sheamus hit the pro kick and beat Luke Gallows. We're still building up to the main event, which was the U.S. title match. So Roman was talking about, hey, what did he do tonight? He's, you know, always one versus all. And we all know how that works out. So Foley came out to the ring looking for The Undertaker. We've been to the depths of hell together. He said he was calling on Taker one more time for one more encounter. He said to come here and to be right here in New Orleans, which he's now writing on his hand as he's messed up the one time. So it's going to be a running gag that he's going to burn into the ground. So the lights go out, and Stephanie McMahon comes out. Stephanie apologized to everyone for Foley failing to produce The Undertaker. Stephanie said Foley left her with no choice but to give him his performance review right here, right now, publicly. She praised some of his ideas, like Cesaro and Sheamus and the Hell in a Cell, but then talked about Sami Zayn, who was nowhere on the show tonight. And then Stephanie said what she has to say for himself when it comes to Undertaker not showing up. Foley started to apologize. And then the gong of the dead man hit. And he sauntered to the ring like only The Undertaker could. And he goes, I'm back. And he told us it's important that he would be entering the Royal Rumble. Tinker says he answers to no man, no one, and he goes where he wants, when he wants. Nobody controls the Undertaker. And he slowly walks over to Stephanie McMahon and says, no one. He said that he is returning to the place where the streak died, his biggest loss. But there will be no one who's going to stand in his way at the Royal Rumble as he's dug 29 holes for 29 souls, and he'll bring the dark side to the Royal Rumble. Tinker says once he wins the Royal Rumble, he'll return once again to the main event of WrestleMania, and anyone who stands in his way will rest in peace. Fantastic. Awesome way of using The Undertaker. And this shows, well, he's not on Raw, he's not on SmackDown, but he's back, and whenever he wants to show up, he will show up. I thought that was great. Charlotte, Nia Jax, Bayley, and Sasha. Sasha sold her injury for part of the match. Bayley thought she had the match won, but there was a blind tag, and Charlotte, was being pinned at the time. Nia came in, ran over Bayley, hit her leg drop for the win. Solid match. Spilling to Charlotte versus Bayley. Noam Ardar was backstage. He was confronted by Alicia Fox. She thought she was gonna slap her and said she gave him a kiss. And he said, well, Alexander was right. You can't handle a real woman. And she was all dazed and confused. New Day came out. Titus O'Neil was in the ring with him. He wanted one more chance. Wood said they got his texts and tweets. Wood said when he told him his DMs were open, he was not talking about him. Kofi then aired some footage from way back in NXT, long before it became a thing. This was the TV show NXT, with the competitions and stuff, and this is where Titus fell when he was carrying the keg. So they made him redo it. He got far into it, and he dropped it with 0.6 seconds. It led to a match between Kofi and Titus. Kofi beat Titus. It then came to the main event, Roman Reigns defending against Kevin Owens' Chris Jericho handicap match. Really, really good match. The finish saw Roman get caught up in the ropes, Codebreaker, powerbomb into the side of the ring, and then another Codebreaker. Chris Jericho becomes the new United States Championship, which means one thing at the Royal Rumble. Roman Reigns is going to be your next Universal Champion. It's a foregone conclusion, probably. I hope not, because Kevin Owens probably deserves to go to WrestleMania as champion. But we'll see how that goes. But on that note, this has been the Day After Raw post-show right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll do a full recap where it's just not me talking. Myself and Lindsay. We'll talk about Monday Night Raw. We'll talk SmackDown. We'll talk NXT. It's going to be more of a review-ish show. Since we missed this show. The actual version of this show. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. The Rack. Again, vote for The Rack. WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Once a day. Female Interview of the Year. Media Interview of the Year. And Show of the Year. Midnight to Midnight. Wrestling Radio Awards. Go to Rack Radio Show. On Twitter, Facebook.com, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. I owe people a mashup Monday and the King of the WTR tournament. Those should be up at some point this afternoon after this podcast is released and all that fun, happy stuff. So check it out, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. I'm going to catch up on all the content. Yesterday was just really, really busy. So yeah. Follow Lindsay on Twitter, @LindsayWard. Check out our website, psychwardsdesigns.com. Check out her Behance.net, Behance at Behance.net, slash Lindsay Ward, same as Twitter. Saturday Night Midnight-ish, The Greater Than Great Debate, Ice Cream, Saturday night. Go back and listen to last Saturday's episode where the Blame Rob Battle Royal. See Real Live on Facebook, Twitter.com/BlameRob, when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, the all-time greatest, and all the news you possibly handle, it's Wrestle Talk Radio. WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show live, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Recapping everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks for everyone who downloads this and listens to all the fine programming right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Also, check out The Rock Extra Total Divas Season 6, Episode 7 now available. Episode 8 will be available on Thursday. All the plugs are done. Again, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Gonna hit it hard, gonna hit it strong every single day. Follow it on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. But vote once a day for The Rock, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. So for Lindsay, who is somewhere doing something that is not this show right now, I'm Sir Rock, and we'll see you Thursday for The Rock, and back here for a Raw Post Show Monday night, live, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I'm not your boy toy. It's your hard eyes, girl. Hands off the merchandise.
WildTalkRadio.com.